Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome to Living Beyond Limits. If you do not know, I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and it is my honor to welcome you here this morning. So glad that you came to share your morning with us and with each other. And if you are new to us today, from the very bottom of our hearts to yours, we welcome you and are so glad that you've joined us today. And so we're going to begin our service by actually reading our mission statement. So I invite you to join me in reading that. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's exactly what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity by being here through the words that are spoken and the songs that are sung and the talk and actually just being in the company of each other to awaken to our own divine nature, to recognize, yes, that that spirit of that infinite one, the spirit of love and of peace, and of goodness, and of beauty, and of joy, all those qualities of the divine exist within us. They are actually innate to our own beingness. We have come from that one spirit, and we come as an emanation, an incarnation, an individualized expression of that one presence. But what happens is as we awaken to that truth, and we begin to embody that truth, and we stand in that truth, we come to the world differently. We come to the world with greater kindness and care and compassion. We come to the world with a greater sense of our own authenticity and our own innate power and the truth of our own wholeness. And then when we come to the world, we come differently. So it actually changes our interactions and it changes our relationships. Then we're not so reliant on the world telling us that we are okay or that we are good enough, or we're not so reliant on the world reflecting back to us peace or love. Of course, we would prefer that, but when it's not, we can tap into that within ourselves and be that in the world. That is how we act as a beneficial presence in this world. And so I thank every one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing that divine presence into this world in a way that only you uniquely can. So thank you all for that. And so on platform with me this morning is our practitioner, Barbara Conant. She is going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit and do a contemplative reading for us. And Stacy Robbins and family are here. They're going to lead us in singing the prayer chant, I Open Up. The words will be on the wall. I invite you to sing along if you'd like, or to just go in and listen if that feels better, but to allow those words to take you a little deeper into your own beingness as we kind of disconnect from the busyness of our lives and all that has been going on.
I take this moment to become still and turn my thoughts within to the one life that enfolds me throughout this day. I realize there is only one source in creation, and this source is at the center of my being, and it is within all people. And I know it as the living, infinite intelligence of life. We experience this presence as the intelligence of the body that nourishes our physical form, that fills our emotions with feelings of love, and our minds with its creative ideas to pursue our good. We are always in the presence of this great life that expands our minds and opens our hearts to hear its wisdom and ideas which increase our awareness of the good which is all around us. And today, I give thanks for the good we each experience in our daily life. I bless Reverend Jennifer and her inspiring talk, which gives us new ideas to explore as we learn to listen to our own inner wisdom. I bless the Robbins family and the joy their music brings wherever they perform. I bless Living Beyond Limits, everyone here and all spiritual paths. I bless this day and the good which unfolds in the activity of living. And I say thank you, God, and so it is. Good morning, everyone. The reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. And it begins, "The image and likeness of God is a perfect expression of spirit, and I am that expression. Therefore, I use my body with wisdom, but I am not limited by it. God's true knowledge of me is that I am a spiritual being, using body as a vehicle. Spirit within me is in full control of my body, and the life within me inspires my mind with perfect ideas and true wisdom. Its action in my subconscious is one of healing. It breathes through my consciousness the life, the breath of life, and all fixed opinions are dissolved and dissipated. My old ideas and patterns cannot control or limit spirit. God in the midst of me is the only real power, presence, and reality. I let the indwelling perfect pattern of me be the truth of my mind today. I am a perfect spiritual being, living in a perfect spiritual body, and operating in a perfect spiritual universe. I am free from all false conditioning of matter or of mind. I am spirit, and God alone is cause in my experience. I accept this perfect concept of myself, and my whole being gives evidence of it. And so it is."
Stacy wrote that song for us. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. In our society that we live in today, there is so much focus on the physical body, on what it's supposed to look like in order to be satisfactory or acceptable or good enough. Your body is supposed to be a particular height, a particular weight, a particular shape. Our culture tells us it needs to have a particular musculature, or even be a certain age, or even be in a certain condition in order to be good. Those societal ideals actually can cause us to be super critical of our bodies, and actually to not even appreciate them, or not to perceive them in ways that we might if we were living in a different culture at a different time. We might perceive our bodies very differently than how we perceive them in this culture. But what if the way that we are perceiving our bodies is all wrong? What if our focus is all wrong? What if it's really not at all about the way that they look, but instead, what if it's really about the way that our body serves us as a spiritual being? What if instead we honored our bodies because of the amazing thing that they are? What if we honored our bodies and celebrated them because not only do they allow us to live on this planet, but to move around and to travel and to do things and to see things and to go places? But not only does our body enable us to do that, but our body also speaks to us. It speaks to us as inner guidance, letting us know what is right and what is wrong for us. That it speaks to us as a gut knowing that tells us when something is safe or when it's not safe. That our body speaks to us telling us that it knows when something is wrong and we actually shouldn't be there. You know what I'm talking about? Our body also speaks to us through our hearts, not just our gut. It speaks to us, our hearts speak to us about what is valuable and important to us. What it is that leads us to feel fulfilled. We get that information from our heart, not from our head. So if we actually weren't listening to our heart, we'd be living someone else's life. We'd be living a life that someone else designed for us, probably our parents, instead of the life that we're living if we weren't listening to that heart call. And I know that all of us, we want to be guided. We want to be guided and to know what is right and what is wrong for us. We want to be safe and stay out of harm's way. And we want to hear that calling of our own heart because it leads us into our most satisfying life. It leads us into a joy-filled life. And so I'm talking today actually about listening to our body. The title of my talk today is I've Got a Feeling. The problem is really is that we get all these weird messages from society and then we kind of take them in and believe them. That one message that it's all about the way your body looks, we kind of take that on. We also get that message from the society that we live in that the only information that's really valuable or the information that is most valuable comes from our heads. Yet, you know, science shows that our heart has 40,000 neurons. Neurons are information carriers that actually carries information to our brain. And that your gut has 100 million neurons. There's actually 400 times more information going from your gut to your brain than from your brain down to your gut. I think also in the past, we've been told that intuitive knowing or body knowing isn't to be trusted. Or maybe that only women have it. Or maybe even that witches have it. So in turn, we've really been taught to only listen to our intellect. Then there's traditional religion. Traditional religion tells us that there is spirit and there is body, and that your body is of the earth and your spirit is of God. And some religions even teach that your body is shameful or that it's evil, that it can lead you into darkness, lead you down a dangerous path if you listen to your body. And so in turn, as a culture, we've taught ourselves not to listen to our body. It might be leading me down the wrong path if I listen. Maybe even in metaphysics, you've taken on the idea that you're actually supposed to somehow transcend your physical body and only put your attention on spirit or on spiritual truth. That you're supposed to, some metaphysic religions actually teach that we deny that this physical realm is even real. Yet Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, said, "If the spirit or divine intelligence has seen fit to give us a physical body, it would be absurd to think of the body as an illusion unworthy of our attention. Rather, we should think of the body as a spiritual instrument." So today I'm actually talking about the fact that that divine intelligence reveals itself through our bodies, often more clearly than our heads do. When we tune in and listen to our body, it leads us into our best life. It keeps us safe. When we listen to our body, it helps us connect with our deepest selves. It's not that our heads don't have information or good information. Our heads do have good information. Our brains are really good at recognizing people and things. Our brains are really good at assigning meaning to things that are happening. And yet, you know, sometimes our brains assign meaning that is not actually accurate to what's going on. Our brains are really good at creating stories and seeing connections between things. Our brains are really good at solving complex problems. Our brains store knowledge, the knowledge that we have learned early in our lives, and it stores the memory of our experiences. And then our brain draws on that knowledge and those experiences and our history to make sense of what's happening right now. But on the other hand, what happens is our gut knowing is independent of the past. It's independent of what our experiences are. It's independent of any prior knowledge that we've acquired. And so I'm going to share a story with you. It says, a young woman had recently graduated from nursing school and took a position as an ICU nurse. Through school and in her training at the new job, quote, nursing intuition was frequently referred to. This intuition was given nearly as much attention as other objective, measurable signs about a patient's condition. She had been assured in school that nursing intuition would develop over time. One night, as she assessed her patient and surveyed the room, something just felt wrong. She felt a little queasy, a little stiff. Her gut was telling her that something was off. She couldn't put a finger on it. The most recent labs looked okay. The vital sign on the monitors were within the parameters. The patient's assessment didn't show anything deeply outside the expected findings, given that she was in ICU. Still, she spoke to the doctor and the other nurses. Something just isn't right. I can feel it. Within hours, the patient went from stable to critical. His blood pressure dropped drastically. His lungs started to decline. His heart rate got very high. Because she had listened to her gut, The doctors and other nurses nearby were already on alert. Help and resources were immediately available. They had already started running tests to see if anything wasn't working the way it should be. New medications were ordered to stabilize the patient, and even though it took a few minutes, and even though it looked for a few minutes like he might go into cardiac arrest, he did not. The medical team was able to react quickly, and the patient ended up healing well because the medical team knew to trust that gut feeling. Our heads can talk us in and out of things. Our heads can talk us into, oh, this isn't real, all those statistics look fine. All the monitors are showing everything is fine. Our heads can talk us into things, and our heads can talk us out of things. You know, like your head saying, oh, I'm just going to have just that one more drink or that one more cookie. I'll start my diet tomorrow. Your head says, I'm just going to watch this one more episode of this show that I'm binging, even though it's 2:30 in the morning. But when you listen to your body says, this is enough. Your brain says, I'm just going to go to that event because people are expecting me to be there. And when you listen to your gut, it says, I don't want to go to that event. I'm tired. This really isn't even mine to do. But that's not what your head tells you. And your head tells you, I must stay in this relationship that isn't really very good for me. Because after all, I've invested so much time in it, and our lives are so intertwined, it really isn't that bad. It might change, they might change, but when you listen to your body says, get out. This isn't good for me. This isn't right for me. Your gut doesn't lie. And it doesn't talk you into or out of things that aren't good for you. Our heads tell us stories. They make guesses. And as you know, sometimes when you're trying to make a decision, your head just isn't sure which decision to make. But your body knows what you need. Your body knows what is good for you and what is not good for you. That body knowing is our intuition. Ernest Holmes tells us, that which we call intuition is the direct impartation of capital W wisdom through us. He says, the person who goes deeply into their own nature will find that God speaks in a language more subtle than the human language, without a tongue, in that universal language of spiritual emotion, which is instinctive in humanity. The universal language of emotion, sense, feeling, intuition, instinct. Sometimes we call it conscience. Sometimes we call it a hunch. Sometimes we call it a vision or a dream. It makes no difference what we call it. It is the direct revelation of omniscience through us. Not listening to our body can get us into trouble. And sometimes it feels kind of hard because our body doesn't always necessarily speak in words. It speaks in feelings, and it speaks with a sense. And with an energy. Kind of the words of our body are only yes or no, or this is okay, this is safe, this is not, or do it or don't do it, or this fits or this does not fit. That type of knowing is a direct line to the absolute intelligence of our own beingness, of our own spirit, that of us which is just an emanation of that divine presence. It is a direct line to that intelligence that exists within us. Our heart and our gut are a direct line to our own spirit. And so I have a couple questions to ask you. And so what I want you to do is to close your eyes and to tune into your body and to allow your body to answer these questions. Do you want to eat chocolate right now? Do you feel safe right now? Are you relaxed right now? Are you anxious right now? How do you feel? Do you want to go to outer space? Do you like coming to Living Beyond Limits? Is coming to Living Beyond Limits good for you? What message does your body want you to know right now? And I invite you to open your eyes. And so we can listen to that intelligence that resides in our bodies, the 100 million neurons of your gut, the 40 million of your heart. We can listen to our bodies, but we can also purposely change the energy of our bodies, purposely activate something different in our body that actually changes our brain also. You can get a massage, and that relaxes your body, but it also relaxes your brain. It allows your brain to slow down and to become relaxed. You could sit by a swimming pool and put your feet in the water and feel the sun on your skin and the breeze on your skin, which allows your brain to slow down. It allows you to become really present in that moment. Sitting with your feet in the water enables you to let go of your troubles and your shoulds and your list of to-dos. Stopping and breathing, especially when you're stressed out or anxious or upset, allows you to slow down and to become more centered. Stopping and breathing allows your thinking to become clearer, and it connects us with our own inner beingness rather than only being connected to the circumstances of whatever is happening in the outer world. Sue Mortar wrote a book called The Energy Codes. She says breathing is a major part of most meditation practices. When the breath is shallow and rapid, the primitive survival aspect of the brain takes over, causing the mind to function reactively and defensively. This is different from when we breathe slow, deliberate, and deep in the lower lobes of the lungs, shifting it out of survival mode and into a more creative state. Conscious, intentional, deep breathing draws us away from the surface of life and into its interior. The breath has a life-changing capacity in addition to its vital purpose. The breath is actually spirit in physical form. And so my invitation to you is to recognize what a powerful and sacred thing your body is. To take time to tune into it, to listen to your body. And when you have a decision and you don't quite know what to do, to get quiet and to ask your body, what is the right decision to make? What is the right way to go? What is the right thing to do? To make listening to your body a spiritual practice. It connects you to your soul. And listen regularly. And use your body as a tool to accessing your own divine wisdom. And use your body as a tool to stay calm and to stay centered and to be peaceful when the world is not sane around you. Then we get to be more in charge. Then we get to make decisions that are best for us. Then we are more able to come to this world as the beneficial presence that is our intention. And so blessings to each and every one of you on this path of self-discovery, on this path of discovering which spiritual tools work best for you in being centered and to be able to come from your spirit. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. How good it is to be in recognition of the presence of that infinite one. That yes, indeed, we live and move and have our beingness within this presence. This presence of absolute intelligence and wisdom and knowingness. This presence that is not reliant on anything else, it already contains within itself all the intelligence that could ever be. And to know that we are not just connected to this, but that we are actually expressions of this one. To recognize that the life we are living is the life of that presence. And that we walk in this presence and with this presence and as this presence. And so today we turn our attention from this world of form and we turn within, recognizing our own spirit and our own soul and that divine one that lives within us. And so today I know that it leads us and guides us into pathways of satisfaction and fulfillment and good, for our dreams and our longings and those things that call to us are spirit leading us and guiding us and saying this way. How good it is to know that the peace that spirit is always within us, always around us, so that we might lean into it when the world is not peaceful. How good it is to know that our decisions are made from wisdom and our choices from an inner knowing. That we are on our right path, in our right place, bringing the love and the peace and the intelligence of God into this world in a most creative and profound way. And so I speak this word also for this world that we are living in, recognizing that that same intelligence and that same wisdom is everywhere present. It is the intelligence that grows a seed, a tomato seed, into a tomato plant. It is the intelligence that acts as migratory impulses within animals. It is the intelligence that holds the planets in their orbits. that same intelligence and creativity is present within every single world leader, every single politician, every single decision maker. And that highest intelligence right now is leading and guiding each and every single one of them to make decisions that are the best for humanity, that are the best not for a select few, but for the whole. For I know that God is calling to their hearts right now of what is the right thing to do to support humanity in its fullness, in its best life, in its flourishing. I also speak this word right now for all justices and the justices of the Supreme Court, knowing that that same wisdom is fully present within each one of them, that there is an awareness of spirit, an awareness of the oneness of humanity, an awareness of their responsibility to serve the whole. And something is stirring within them. Something is awakening within them. And it is good. It is the good that God is. And for that, I am grateful. And so I lean into this truth today in absolute knowing and in acceptance and in faith and in my own inner spiritual assurance. And so I release this word into the law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now. And we say yes to that. And so we see it, and we know it, and we claim it. And I release this word in gratitude, and I say, and so it is.
If you would join me in our affirmation today, inside the bulletin.
I recognize my body as a powerful and sacred thing. Today, I make listening to my body a spiritual practice. I tune in and listen to the wisdom of my body, and so it is. And so I wanted to share with you a letter that came out this week. It's part of the letter from our spiritual leader, Edward Villune, from Centers for Spiritual Living. It says, with sorrow for the loss of constitutional protection. Reproductive rights remain a highly polarized issue with many differing points of view within each family and spiritual community. Center for Spiritual Living's North Star is our global vision. Our organized shared values, and our science of mind statement of belief, all which speaks directly to liberty, equality, equity, inclusion, human rights, compassion, safety, self-determinism, and spiritual living. For that reason, we are unambiguously in support of the lives of blacks, indigenous, and peoples of color. Unambiguously in support of gender equity and equality. Unambiguously in support of LGBTQ+ lives. And unambiguously in support of women being the sole decision makers about their lives, well-being, dignity, and choices. He goes on to say, we are not to be so spiritually minded that we are no earthly good. A reminder that we ought not take refuge in spiritual practice when others on the planet suffer, but instead to let spiritual practice propel us into action. And so if you are upset by Supreme Court decisions that have been made this week, it's not about hiding in spiritual practice, but if you are not currently praying for this country every single day, I implore you to do so. I also implore you to listen to your own body and what it tells you is right for you to do, and to take action where you see fit in regards to whatever it is that's happening in this country. Thank you. Thank you. And I have just a couple of invitations for you to participate as part of this spiritual community. And one of us is, if you have not already joined our meetup group, it's meetup is an application online website. It is, our group is Living Beyond Limits, a center for spiritual living, to join that, and each week to go on and click I'm going. You can actually do it in advance and say that you're going for a bunch of times. We actually had three new people with us last week, and one of them told me she's been following us for 4 months, but every single week it only says one person's going. That would be me. And she didn't want to show up and only have two or three people be here. It showed up on her phone that morning that 18 people were coming, and that was the only reason she came to church. So I invite you all to go on Meetup, click that you're going. Also, to follow us on Facebook. And every Monday evening or afternoon, our talk gets posted, and to share that. That is how you get the word out there. And we actually had somebody new last week, too. Sauna Elliott had shared a talk, and the woman that showed up, she hadn't seen in years and years and years, and she said that is why she showed up, because of that talk. So to do those two things. Also, there's sign up back there if you would like to help be on the setup crew or breakdown crew or bring coffee. We have people signing up and are bringing the coffee with them each week, a thermos. You take everything home with you and just brew it at home and bring the stuff back. In reach and outreach, we're going to get some things planned and put on our calendar very soon, because it's summer and we have some ideas back there of some things we're going to do. I'll let you know next week, I think. And that we have prayer support. If you're a practitioner in this room, will you raise your hand? Practitioners are happy to sit down and pray with you if you would like prayer. We have ministry. We have prayer shawls that you can take with you. They've been created in that energy of prayer. Practitioners will pray over them before you leave. If you have something you want to wrap yourself in that energy of prayer, or someone in your life that you'd like to gift that to. And there's a ministry of prayer box in the back that you can fill out a prayer request, and we will support you during the week in prayer.